Welcome to Living Proof. This is Living Proof on Outbeat Radio, KRCB, Windsor, Santa Rosa. And you're listening to us live at Pride. You can listen to gay radio, LGBT radio, Outbeat Salon, every Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
I am Diana Grayer, or you could call me Dr. Diana Grayer. And next to me is my sweetheart and wife, Sheridan Gold, and we are here with Voices of Pride. We are here in Guerneville under the rainbow and American flag right in the center of town.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
People are walking around in swimsuits and pants and shorts, everything. Lots of sun.
And you hear the music in the background. A band is playing.
We got a beautiful little band playing where they got a xylophone and some baritones and trumpets and flutes.
And we're here with our great friend and engineer, Greg Moralia.
And speaking of Greg Moralia, before we come back to talk to you and bring you into the parade, we have news and events by our one and only friend, Outbeat member, and engineer, Greg Moralia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, June 1st, 2014. Stormy Delaberry, a longtime member of the Stonewall Veterans Association and pioneer LGBT activist, died last Saturday morning. She was 93 years old. Delaberry was born in New Orleans on December 24, 1920, and is best known for having a role in the popular drag performance group Jewelbox. The group was comprised of a dozen drag queens and Delaberry as King Stormé, the sole drag king. Delaberry's most renowned activist work was the Stonewall Uprising, the 1969 riot following a police raid on the New York City LGBT bar that is often credited as launching the modern-day fight for LGBT equality. 2 weeks after the rebellion, Delaberry was part of the official formation of the Stonewall Veterans Association on July 11, 1969. Delaberry was a vital member of the Stonewall Veterans Association, rising through the ranks, and eventually became the organization's vice president. The Imperial Kings and Queens of Greater New York, a sister organization to the Stonewall Veterans Association, also recognized Delaberry's work early in the drag scene. And from Texas, staffers at a restaurant in East Texas told a gay couple that they would no longer be welcome at the business, where a sign on the door demands that patrons act according to gender norms. Colin Dewberry and his partner, Kelly Williams, ate recently at Big Earl's Bait House and Country Store in Pittsburgh, Texas. After they paid their bill, the waitress pointed to the policy on the door and told them that they would not be welcome back. She said to us, "To put it plainly, we don't serve fags here." A sign on the door of the restaurant reads, "We want our men to act like men and women to act like ladies. No saggy pants. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone." The sign has been on the door since the restaurant opened 3 years ago. Owner Earl Cheney said the couple did not follow the rules on the door. They were touching legs, apparently, and so they would be denied service in the future. He said it's just not appropriate at a family restaurant. Homosexuality, blacks, Hispanics, they all come here. Everybody comes here to eat. I've served my country for 20 years, and I know what my freedoms are. And here locally, a new monthly drop-in discussion group for LGBT older adults will start meeting on Wednesday, June 11th, 12 noon, at the Novato Human Needs Center in Novato. The group is sponsored by the center and by Spectrum LGBT Center. The group will be facilitated by Nancy Flackman. During the first hour, participants may bring a lunch, and later coffee and cookies will be provided to enjoy during the discussion. Flaxman said, "We all need the opportunity to gather with other LGBT people, to be who we are, and to share our lives. You can come once or each time. You don't need to be a member or join anything, and there is no fee. We will generally gather informally for lunch and then follow with a different topic for discussion each month. Whether you're in the closet or out, partnered or single, shy or outgoing, we hope you will bring us this opportunity to get to know each other and build community." The topic for the first meeting is Living History, LGBT social, political, and legal changes you thought you had never seen in your lifetime. From mental illness and crime to an endorsement of marriage equality by the President of the United States, the balance is tipping in support of LGBT human rights. The group will meet on the second Wednesday of each month at the center, which is located at 1907 Novato Boulevard in Novato. Now here's your calendar events for the coming week. On Monday, June 2nd, and every Monday at 5:30 p.m., the Petaluma Health Center will host an LGBT support group at 1179 North McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. And also on Monday at 7 p.m., the Parents of Transgender Youth Support Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street. On Tuesday, June 3rd at 10 a.m., the Napa LGBT Older Adults Discussion Group will gather at the Queen of the Valley Hospital, 3448 Villa Lane in Napa. And on Saturday, June 7th from 1 to 5 p.m., Beer Fest, a benefit for Face-to-Face Sonoma County AIDS Network, will be held at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. The annual festive microbrew and food tasting event plays host to more than 60 Northern California best brews. Tickets include unlimited tasting and a souvenir glass. The tickets are $45 and may be purchased in advance at www.f2f.org. And finally, on Sunday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Food for Thought's 19th annual Western Sonoma County Home and Garden Tour will happen. The HIV/AIDS Food Bank fundraiser hosts the tour of spectacular residences and properties. You can learn more at fffoodbank.org. And for more information about LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And stay connected to our website for all of your 2014 Pride celebration information for the North Bay and San Francisco at outbeatnews.com. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Live at Pride with Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greyer.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
And if you just joined us, this is Living Proof. This is Sheridan and
Diana.
And we're here at Pride, and we're just about to walk over to the parade. What do you say we go over there, Diana?
Let's go. Let's go. I'm excited.
All right.
You love us? People are talking to us already. Yes, and here we come. We're starting the parade here, and the motorcycles, you're about to hear them. They're approaching.
You can hear them. I think it might be Dykes on Bikes. That's usually the tradition, but I don't know about this. What do you think? Here they come.
Yeah, here we go. Dykes on Bikes. Yeah. Woo!
We got motorcycles. We got scooters. We got two people to a scooter with some beautiful shiny helmets on them. We got a bunch of smiles as these people are driving by honking their horns. Oh, look at that purple one.
Wow. Look at that. That's a honker. That's a huge motorcycle. Purple and blue.
Lots of flowers painted on it. And she's proud.
Lots of people are out on both sides of the street.
And here we come with lots and lots of more women on motorcycles, scooters.
Everybody's so friendly. They waving to us. Hey, hey. Woo!
Woo! Woo! So nice.
Wow. Those are
Those are extra loud. They want us. They're trying to show their what? What does it mean when they do that? Oh, there's a guy with a beard. I guess this isn't all about Dykes on Bikes, unless he's an honorary dyke. All right, so that was about 20 or so motorcycles, and they are gone. And here we go. So, Grand Marshal Carol Russell, Mayor of Cloverdale, on a beautiful convertible red car. I don't know what kind it is, Di.
Oh, yeah. She's waving her flag, looking nice.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
Wow. What do we have here?
The next float is
Dracula.
Well, we'll read the sign when it passes, but yeah, there's something like Dracula
Roger
right there.
Roger Jensen.
Grand Marshal Roger Jensen, yeah. Community organizer. He's all dressed in his very sparkly Dracula outfit and cloak. Very beautiful. Oh, and the Dykes and Bikes are coming back this way. It must be they turn around and come back as the parade turns around. They all go up the right lane and then come by the left lane and leave out. Well, that's an interesting.
I think it's clever planning.
That's an interesting way to have a parade, I think. Yeah, they're turning around way up at Armstrong Woods Road. They're just making a U-turn and coming back.
I'm just amazed by some of those bikes. They are just huge.
Yeah, and sometimes there's one woman on them, and sometimes there's two. And so they just went by, and There's a little of a, up there at the U-turn at Armstrong Woods, there's a little bit of a traffic jam, but you know, the cars are turning around, making their way. And I think it's kind of a great thing because there's a space between the last float and the next float. And so the people, like, here comes Grand Marshal, Mayor from Cloverdale. She's making her way back to Church Street off Main Street. And they get Carol Russell.
They get to go through the parade twice.
They get to wave twice, be clapped for twice. It's pretty amazing. Okay, so here comes Robert Jacob. And he is Sebastopol mayor.
Yeah.
And he's got quite a float. Let's describe the float for folks, Di.
It's a bus, school bus, and it's decorated in rainbow colors and black top. And on top of the bus, there's a, like a boat-looking thing, and where there are lots and lots of people. How many people are up there? Like 20?
At least, or maybe even 50. And they're all in pink and green hair and blue hair and red hair, all sparkly. And, oh, that must be Robert Jacob in the purple, right at the beginning, like
he's
a preacher or something. And that's his congregation.
Oh, yeah, and it says celebrate love on the bus.
Oh, it says celebrate love on the bumper.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And it's going really, really slowly. I wonder why it's going so slow.
I wonder. There's nothing holding it up.
So there is a clown-type person who got off his bicycle, and now he's acting like a conductor, stopping the bus, and now he's getting back on his bicycle, and the bus is honking. Did you hear that?
Honk, honk, honk.
And trying to get by, and I don't know what is happening right now, so we are just waiting. Oh, now the clown has a pie. Oh, he's like acting like he's going to throw it in people's faces, but I think it's a fake whipped cream pie. What do you think, Diana?
Yeah.
And he's just like walking around trying to get people to be afraid. And they're all just laughing at him.
He's funny.
So the bus is now making its way back up the right-hand side of the street. And they're waiting for this bicyclist, clown dude, to get out of the way. I guess he's actually running traffic because there goes Grand Marshal Carol Russell. She made it all the way down Main Street again, came back up, and now she took a left on Church Street.
Yay!
So now the clown is getting applauded. He is driving by. He's got a bicycle with a little trailer and some brooms and a garbage can. He's probably the cleanup committee too, Di, huh?
Yeah, and there's another scooter she's going by. I think she's just enjoying herself going back and forth.
Here comes the bus, finally. And it is all about Robert Jacob, Sebastopol Mayor, Grand Marshal, and the people up in the boat that's on top of the bus. They are throwing candy and confetti.
And, yeah, rose petals and cans are behind the bus.
Almost like, the bus does say.
Just married.
So maybe some people got married on the bus or something. We don't really know, but there is a bride. I believe it's some young man waving in a bridal veil and gown and has a bouquet of flowers, and there off it goes. But you know what? With this parade, Diana, it's going to be back.
It's going to be back.
It's going to be making its U-turn pretty soon and come around. Now we got a marching band coming up, so we're going to just let you listen a little bit to the music as it approaches.
And they're in red and black. I wonder what's significant about those colors for this group. Tuba, big tuba is showing up.
Somebody in a hula hoop is coming. Ooh.
Yeah, red and black is nice.
They all have hats on. They're all boogieing down. If they're not playing, they're dancing. If they're playing, they're just marching.
They're coming.
Here they come. They got a drum major holding the drum majorette baton, trying to lead the band. She's just kind of twirling it, though. It's not like your normal drum major going up and down with the beat. She's just kind of in her own world, twirling it as the band is coming by. So take a listen.
I wish that was no name, no title. Who are they?
Here they come. Let's see. Benefit. Don't know.
Whoa!
There you have it.
Who's bad?
So we're going to try to yell out and ask them who they are. So there's a guy on euphonium, and he's definitely leading the group. Ooh, there's a clarinetist guy doing a trill. And we got a nice woman on the bass drum. She knows exactly what she's doing.
They're enjoying themselves. Okay, here we have so-called talent idol. Wow.
So here's the man that must have won the Sonoma County Idol Contest,
a benefit for Sonoma County Pride,
And look, here's this guy. He is in a beautiful gold gown with peacock feathers as his crown.
Beautiful.
And he's walking. He looks like some Roman soldier.
Yeah.
The next thing, this whole thing is Sonoma County Talent Idol. Oh, and so here's a guy singing, and there's a guy on a couch. He's wearing a yellow gold gown, and a woman is photographing with a video camera, and then there's another red couch with two or three more people. So we don't really know who's the winner, and it's quite possible they didn't have the contest yet. Well, it just shows you what we know. If they've had the contest and who's the winner, we do not know. So anyway, probably someone will call in and let us know exactly who won the contest. That would be cool.
And here we have Noreen Evans, State Senate, 2nd District.
So we have Noreen Evans and somebody helping her hold this sign. And we have somebody talking about full federal equality now with his own homemade signs. And then we have a couple people, must be for Noreen, walking along with rainbow hats and a dog. And somebody's pushing a baby carriage with a baby in it. And traffic has completely stopped. And I think what's happening is that we have another traffic jam up at Armstrong Woods because people are making their U-turns, I think. Not sure. So that was the fire engine that's coming up. And we just see beautiful car. Oh, this must be Noreen in the back.
Yeah.
She's wearing a rainbow hat. She's doing her queen wave. She's got a dog with a rainbow collar on it. And this beautiful car, it's like one of those old-fashioned Ford T cars with no top. And it's quite beautiful. Next, we have
Baxman Fire Company. Wow.
This looks like
that truck looked like it was from what year?
Like the 1800s?
Yeah.
It is old and it is beautiful though, because there's so much beauty in history, right?
I know. It's like a large, extra large Jeep. Red.
So it says Baxman Fire Company from Monterio, California. So that's the way the sound horns, the horn sounds, I mean. We have two people in the back waving, two people in the front waving. Got a beautiful, beautiful American flag, kind of confetti paper as it's going by with these huge, those wheels are like something you would see on a tractor. They're so huge.
That's the old-fashioned fire truck, and the one following it is the newer version.
And you hear the horn of the newer version. So it is all decked out in rainbow regalia. There are beads, Mardi Gras beads, from every window, mirror, and bumper. There is lace. There are flowers. There is a beautiful flag that talks about coexisting, you know, with like the Islamic sign and the peace sign and the man-woman sign and the Star of David and the cross and the yin-yang. And it's all, you know, most people know about what that symbol is about coexisting. And it is beautiful right on the fire department truck. This also is from Monterio. It is truck 5488.
A lot of energy went into that truck. That's beautiful. This is a special day out here. Look at the people.
How many people would you say is out here, Di?
I don't know how to put a number on it, but a lot of people. Three blocks full on both sides.
Three blocks full on both sides, everybody. So if you're not out here, you are missing quite a wonderful sight. And the energy here is so great because it's not like San Francisco Pride. I mean, to be honest with you, I've been out here for the last 8 years taping for our show, But I've never been able to see the parade because the parade has always been away from where the festivities took place. Today it's different because the festivities are in the town square right in Guerneville. So I'm able to come out here and see the parade, and this is the first time. And it's like so nice, and it's mellow, and there's all ages of people. There's kids, there's senior citizens, there's people that are, walking and not walking, and you know, there's people sitting in chairs, and there's people standing, and people in the sun, and people in the shade, and lots of diversity as far as gender and non-specific gender, actually. So here comes
Jill Ravitz, district attorney, and we know some of those people out there. Wow, here we go.
So we know Lori Lynn, she's holding a sign. Hey, Lori Lynn! Come by and do an interview with us later. All right, so we got a red convertible in back of all the people holding signs for Jill Ravitz. And guess what? Guess who's in the car?
Jill Ravitz.
Jill Ravitz is in the car on the set. She's sitting on the back, actually, and she has two people surrounding her and two people, one person driving and another person in the front seat. So she's talking to somebody else, giving them direction, and somebody is passing out Jill Ravitz stickers, so that's kind of cool.
Susie over there, too. Susie. Yeah, we know people.
We know people.
Hey, Susie!
She's ignoring us. So anyway, Jill Ravitz is going by slowly, and there is still, you know, I don't know about if they're taking U-turns anymore because I don't see the people coming back anymore. Maybe that was just the motorcycles coming back, Diana.
Perhaps, yeah. So who do we have here? Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats. Our community, our voice, our vote.
And so we've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 10 people walking with this contingency of Sonoma County Stonewall Democrats. And I think it's terrific that people come out here and let us know who they are. The next group is
RAGS, Area Gal Society. I couldn't see the sign.
That's okay. Sometimes the wind gets in the way, you know. And you can reach them at www.rivergals.com. So underneath that, it says social gathering, no agenda, all welcome. So whatever that means, why don't you go to their website and check them out. River Area Gals Society.
RAGS.
And
they're, I like that. RAGS.
Yeah. RAGS. So see, we got about 15 women walking with this contingency. And we have people on bicycles, people in wheelchairs, people standing
and
walking. And yeah, we see Connie there. We just interviewed Connie, so you'll hear her later in the show. And then we have our next group.
Oh, wow. Roller Derby. Resurrection Derby. Yeah, we went to see them at the Rona Park. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They're hot. So back in the day, we used to watch roller derby on TV. We now have our own local roller derby league here in Sonoma County. And I believe they practice even in Ronert Park, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe
yeah.
Santa Rosa now. I think they moved their location. But anyway, they're all on, well, not all of them, but many of them are on their roller skates. And they're just skating along. They got their helmets on. They have their numbers, their jerseys, their names. And then there are some women pushing baby carriages with babies in them. So we have all kinds of women.
And they all decorated in their rainbow colors.
And the next group that we just missed, I have to run to go get them, is the Unitarian Universalists. And it says, affirm and promote inherent worth and dignity of every person. And we missed them because we were talking about roller derby. So the next one is, let's see, Sonoma County Pride Parade, Free to Be Me, number 15. Not quite sure what that was, but here we go with the next contingency.
We have For People, Not Profit, Community First Credit Union. Wow, look at that float. It's so bright and so beautiful. How sweet. Wow, but Pool Ball Truck, Sisters Debit Card.
Debuts today.
Look at that. I love it. Community first. They have the women. They have some sisters on the bus. Oh, look at that.
Sparkle.
They have sparkle. Yeah, look at sparkle. Plenty. Yay. Mwah.
Oh, we
love our sparkle.
We love our sparkle. How sweet. What a beautiful float.
So it's really crazy because they have a sign with all the sisters on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're all in face. There's a sign that says MasterCard, Community First, Credit Union, and all the sisters that are on the sign are on the float. It's pretty wonderful and creative. The next one we have is Cabaret de Caliente. Not sure what they do, but there's a bunch of women all dressed up in their cabaret outfits. There's particularly one woman who has tattoos all the way up her legs and all the way up her arms, and it's pretty interesting to look at her. So I bet you if you go to their website, maybe you can see some of those people. So we got a website, let's see, Solstice Seduction Burlesque with live music, Saturday, June 21st. And it's going to be, go to cabaretdecaliente.com and check them out. The next contingency we have is, got to run up here and catch up with them, Metropolitan Community Church of the Redwood Empire. And they just did a great pancake breakfast for everybody. The next contingency we have is Food for Thought, Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank. And there's a ton of people holding the rainbow flag for the food bank. I'd say there's probably 25 to 30 people holding the flag.
How long is that flag? About a block? A block long?
About a block, yeah. They're throwing out beads out of the rescue, the Monterio Fire Rescue. And here comes some beads, here comes some candy. And nobody's getting the candy. Oh, a couple people are getting the candy, but I think people are waiting for beads.
Beads. Yellow truck, yellow green truck, rescue. And we have more coming, more rescue people coming down way. Kaiser Permanente. That's a contingent. That's a pretty, we got about 15 people in that contingent. Holding their sign, all in rainbow colors. It's just a beautiful, sunny, little wind blowing today. It's a beautiful day to be out. If you have time, come on out because the festivities are still happening. Oh, but it's going to be later. It's going to be later tonight, so they're not going to be able to come out. They just missed it, right?
That's right. Even though we're Voices of Pride, we are showing this. We are playing this in the evening, so if you're listening to it, it's almost like you were there. So we got Kaiser Permanente coming, and we have a beautiful young woman with a beard and dressed in a tutu and high heels giving out Kit Kats. And we have people waving. There's probably about 25 people from Kaiser. And no, thank you, sir. And he was handing out some candy.
You didn't take the chocolate? I can't believe it.
No, it makes me too tired. But anyway, that's Kaiser Permanente.
Needs our energy for today.
That's right. I can't be going to sleep. So now we have like a lull in the parade, okay? There's definitely a traffic jam up there by Armstrong Woods Road. So everybody's stopped. And what we have are people kind of going out into the street with their dogs. So we got beautiful chihuahuas coming and people making everybody laugh. And you can hear the crowds right now.
Exactly. You know what? I'm really feeling this moment. You know how special it is. And we really need to contact, I'll get his name. We're going to interview him later. Who created this, who brought it together again.
And we will find out his name because we don't remember right now. I think his name's Steven, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just a beautiful, and the people came out for it. The people came out for it. I'm just turning around in a circle here, and it's just beautiful. Yeah. So who do we have coming up, Cher?
My eyes aren't that good. I can't see. My eyes aren't that good. Can you see?
No, I can't. Not just yet. But I see a beautiful blue convertible Mustang.
Yeah. A lot of people are on it, and they're starting to make some noise.
Yeah, about 20 of them in that contingent.
We have a woman in a purple sarong with beautiful pink, like mohawk hat on. Oh, West County Health Centers. Okay. And you can reach them, www. And then after the dot is WC for West County Health.org. That's WCHealth.org. And we have a lot of people in pink tutus and pink feather. What are those things called that they wear around their neck? The
boa.
Feathers? Boa. So pink boas and lots of tattoos and a beautiful bluish convertible with people in it laughing and having a good time. And with balloons and flags. And you hear people's cheering for them. I bet you these are like the health workers that work at the health center. So praises to them. They're throwing out candy. They have Tootsie Rolls. Ooh.
Oh, is this a different one?
I haven't had Tootsie Roll in a long time. Rio Crest Wines coming up.
Okay.
And next, everyone is welcome. Knox Presbyterian Church in Santa Rosa. And that's KNOX Presbyterian Church in Santa Rosa. We have people holding a sign, a rainbow flag with stars, like a United States flag with the stars. But instead of stars and stripes, they have the rainbow colors and the rainbow flag. It's pretty cool and pretty unique.
Contingency of 10. That's great.
And we've got little kids in there and men and women, and they're waving, and it's just nice to know about people and all the groups that they belong to and
the community. Just knowing about, you know, Sonoma County is beautiful.
Yeah, I just love the religious groups that are all inclusive. It just makes me feel good. All right, the next one. The next contingency, RussianRiverGetaways.com. Stay together. Quality vacation home rentals, sleeping 2 to 20 since 1997.
Wow.
So if you guys
want to come out to the river, get on. We don't see a website. Oh, yeah, getaways.com.
Oh, here
check
we go.
Out.
Yeah, check them out. We got people, same-sex couples and opposite sex couples, so it looks like it's all inclusive for everybody. There's a gray Tacoma truck following them with some crepe paper and balloons, and looks like it's the truck exactly for their business because it has a sticker on there that says Russian River Getaways. All right. Let's hear you do your Om chant, Diana.
Om chant.
Your Om chant?
I thought you meant O-W-N.
Your own chant. No, this is your Om chant because we got Riverbed Yoga from Guerneville, California.
Yeah.
And that is so cool that they're in this parade.
That's
here
nice.
We go. Om. Beautiful. And they have the yoga symbol with Riverbed Yoga on it, and the yoga symbol is a rainbow flag, and it's just beautiful. There's a woman who's very pregnant, and she's very happy, you can tell. And
exposing her baby's belly
with her baby in it.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to see what kind of recorder you're using.
We're using a Zoom recorder, and it goes,
recorder.
You take a cable and goes directly to the computer. It's already in MP3 format.
So mm-hmm. you can talk to
so what's
us
your name?
Because we're recording.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is for Live Pride, so
yeah,
say hello.
Pride is wonderful.
Okay,
Pride
so
is beautiful this
so
year.
What are you thinking of the parade?
Real good. They're throwing candy, they're waving, they're giving beads, and everybody's happy. All the politicians are here, though.
What does though mean?
Though? Oh, though means are they really here?
Oh.
What's your name?
Oh, Abby.
Abby, thank you so much for coming over.
Abby,
thanks
for
helping
the crowd.
The show,
crowd's
the turnout.
Beautiful. Yeah. Crowd's beautiful.
How many people would you say are here?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't know how far it goes down, quite frankly.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. I agree. We're trying to get a number.
I'd say less than 1,000 and more than 300.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Abby. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Our next contingency is KGGV, Commercial Free Radio 95.1. Guerneville Community Church, KGGV 95.1. So that's pretty cool. They have their own radio show here in Guerneville. And because we have our own radio show, we are not in competition with these folks. We actually want to work in collaboration with KGGV Commercial Free Radio 95.1. And there is a convertible red VW, old VW, and we have one of the sisters at the back dressed up in her veil, dressed up with an umbrella. It's a beautiful umbrella. It kind of has lace. Kind of doesn't, it's more for show than protecting somebody from the sun, be honest with you. The next contingency, looks like we've got two men in their leathers with their leather hat and their leather vests, and we got a black convertible coming up with some men in brown, I don't know what to say, brown cloaks, and I have no idea who these people are. So we'll keep coming and I'll run over there and find out who you are. Who are you guys?
Tipsy Timbers.
What are you?
Tipsy Timbers.
Tipsy Timbers. And who? What kind of group are you?
Just wine tasting and...
Wine tasting and...
Miss Tiffy Timbers.
Miss Tiffy Timbers. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So they're a wine tasting group. Oh, I see. Tipsy Timbers. Oh, they like to do their wines, I guess. They all have wine glasses. There's a woman in the chair. I mean, not chair. In the convertible. She's got her wine glass. She's... Oh, she's must have won a contest. So anyway, all right. So they are Tipsy Timbers. Never heard of them before. It's always great to learn something new here.
What do we have? I was talking to Abby.
Tipsy Timbers. They go wine tasting.
Oh.
And that's Miss Tipsy Timbers in the black convertible.
And what do they do when they wine taste? It's just a group?
Or? I have no idea.
They like to have fun.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was asking the guy, but he couldn't really tell me. So here comes the next contingency. It's kind of slow, so we have a lull in the parade. And you know how they were making a U-turn at the beginning, Diana?
Yeah.
They're not doing that anymore.
No, they found the opening.
Oh, they found an opening. Yeah. Okay, so it's going a little more smoothly.
Yeah.
So the thing that I missed that was very prevalent in the San Francisco Gay Pride parades is the clapping.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of clapping and applause here because people are so laid back.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's being very much appreciated here.
I think down below, down ahead there at the end where the speakers are and the announcers are announcing it, it's more loud at that end.
Yeah. But if we were down there,
wouldn't be heard.
We wouldn't be heard, yeah. So we're more at the beginning of the parade and they're more at the end of the parade.
Exactly.
Okay. Three blocks away?
Yes.
All right. So our next contingency is Coastwalk Clean Water Institute, Friends of Life Creek, Russian River Sisters, Birds Eat Plastic, Please Don't Litter. So I think these folks are, let me ask this person who they are. So who are you, sir?
I am Terry Sorensen. I own and run Everclean Restoration, and we do marine debris for the Sonoma Coast State Park.
Thank you so much for being in the, letting us know about this in the parade. He is decorated with all kinds of plastic. He's wearing a cloak. He's got shovels and trays and balls and wiffle balls and tons of plastic all over himself to let us know that plastic is not good for our environment. The next contingency is Aaron Kallstrom, and this is for State Assembly, and that is awfully nice for Eric to come by and show his support for the gay community, and we do have our election coming up on Tuesday.
That's right. So that's good. They want some votes. That's good that they're out here.
And this must be his family. He's got some his kids and a little baby and a stroller and people waving his signs. Our next contingency is Best Buck in the Bay Area, September 12th through 14th in Duncan Mills, California. A rodeo's coming up, so you can hear the music. It's got a truck. There's a guy on top of the truck twirling a lasso. Remember those lassos?
Cowboys and cowgirls.
So we'll just let this music come by a little bit.
Got the lasso. What is that? Probably a motorized something on a rodeo. Simulation, a rodeo simulator.
He's got one of those bull thingies where you ride them in the bar that you see on TV.
Exactly.
I've never seen one in live. We're not party girls. But he's straddling that, and it's making him go up and down. Undulating, as you might say.
Best buck in the bay.
Best buck in the bay. Someone just gave us a card. It's the 22nd annual Best Buck in the Bay Rodeo and Festival.
22nd. Where have we been?
Where have we been? Save the date, September 12th through 14th.
Who has saved a horse?
They're asking for participants and volunteers. Wow. At the Bill Parameter Field. Bill Parameter Field. Sorry about that. Here they come.
Look at that. Wow.
So it's not a motorized bucking thing that you see in the bar.
Manual.
There's a guy in the back.
He's moving it.
He's got two handles and he's going up and down. The thing's on springs, and the guy that's straddling it is like pretending he's on a horse or a cow or something. They've got a horse skin a cow skin draped over it.
So cool.
It's very, very, very creative.
That's a good workout for the guy in the back.
The guy in the back is like shaking his booty, dancing, and pushing the thing up and down.
He's going with the rhythm of the music. That's cool. Yeehaw!
They have horses on sticks. You know, when we were kids, and we had those broomsticks with the horse heads.
I know, yeah.
And we used to gallop around. They have a couple of those on their truck as well.
Oh, that's pure dude.
Now we have, looks like we have the last of the parade, because I think it's traditional to have the fire engines tell everyone that the parade is over. So here comes the fire engine.
There's something else coming behind it. What is that?
That's the,
there's another fire truck.
Wow, it looks like
people.
Looks like an old fire truck.
Yeah, let's see. Wait. I see a group of people following it, so we don't know what that is yet.
So here's the Russian River Fire Department, and it's a beautiful red fire truck. It's number 33 in the contingency, and it's beautiful. So the first one we saw was Monterio.
Yes. Yes.
So this one says Russian River Fire District, and they're just kind of hanging out. It's not decorated at all like the Monterio one was. Someone's telling them to keep going, and then we have an ambulance behind it as well. All the lights are blaring like, you know, there was an accident or something. We got the lights going, and it looks like they're stopping right here. So not sure what's going on.
Wow, that's an old one, too. That's an old file trick. That's
so we're going to try to describe this for you.
Oh, I can't do that.
So behind these two new Russian River Fire District fire engine and ambulance, there is a very old fire truck. And when we say old, this is what it looks like. Imagine a Jeep. It's kind of dark red, like barn red, I guess you'd say. Two huge lights at the front for headlights.
Maybe those old-fashioned trucks. I remember when I was down south, they had these old-fashioned, old trucks. And if you can imagine just the truck with a trailer hitch on the back with wooden ladders.
So this one has absolutely a wooden ladder on the back. And people are so interested. People are kind of surrounding this truck. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm wondering if there might be a picture online that people could go to figure out what this looks like. We're trying to describe it to you the best we can. There is a man at the very end of the trailer sitting on top of the ladders, and he's got a wheel. And I think that controls the end of the trailer, because as the car pulls forward, the trailer kind of swivels.
It sways,
because it's so long with this wooden ladder. So it's very interesting.
Okay, more music. More beads and candy being thrown.
So we're going to kind of make our way, because there's a lull. So we're going to make our way and see what we got here. And it says Russian River. Whoa!
Historical Society. Russian River Historical Society.
Wow. And
more
it's
candy.
Really.
We almost got hit with some candy.
and there's people on it. Oh my gosh, it is absolutely gorgeous.
They have to maintain that wood, Cher. Did you see that? They must oil it down and keep it for all these years.
Beautiful.
Preserve it. Wow.
Can you imagine a wooden ladder, though, going up for a fire and having the ladder burn?
Wow.
I mean, wow. All right, we have some more people. I can't believe it. We're going to walk down and meet them because there's such a lull in the parade.
Wow, they play good music, and we like music.
This is the 3R coming up, and we know the 3Rs.
Triple R.
Is it kind of like a party place?
Yes, party.
All right.
We just met people who are living there for the weekend, for this special day.
So we're seeing some new people. I mean, some same old people, like the talent idol guy with the gold. He's in this contingency, the gold with the peacock flowers or feathers. So
what's that, a disco ball? Is that a disco ball?
So we have a guy in just underwear, just like bikini underwear, nothing else. And they're very short.
Yeah, they look great.
And he's dancing around. He's barefoot. Oh, my gosh. I don't see how anyone could be barefoot.
It's hot, huh?
I just felt the blacktop, the street. It's very hot. And he's barefoot.
I love his get up, this other guy. Get up, the rainbow peacock.
So there's a guy that has, like, rainbow balloons and, like, an umbrella behind him so it looks like a peacock feather. The guy in purple that we saw earlier, he's in this contingency. The bride that we saw earlier, she's in this contingency, but it's really a man.
Hey, this is the party float, you know? Everybody came back for this one.
So we're going to describe this float for you.
Okay, it's a big truck. Let's walk down. Let's get a little closer.
Let's get a little closer and see what this one is all about. We might get cut off because of the music. But, oh, hey, party. Ooh, wow. Really loud. I guess we got too close. Can you read it? What did it say? Oh, the woods. Oh. Resort at the Russian River. Yeah, the woods. Yes. So we got a truck. Let's go go this way, away from the music. So we got a truck pulling a beautiful float with a big old, whoa, sorry, sir, didn't mean to be in your way. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but that guy just ran into me. A big, like, disco ball turning.
Lots of people in this contingent.
There's a lot of people. In fact, I think if anybody wanted to walk with them, they could just run up there and walk with them.
And you know what? This is the end. They always end with a bang, right? So people are starting to walk toward the festivities now.
Speaking of festivities, Diana, let's go back to our booth and meet up with Greg and interview some people.
Interview some people. I love that. They're ready and willing right now. Look at them. They're all so happy. Yeah.
All right.
And hello, if you're just joining us, this is Diana and Sheridan in Living Proof, and we are live at Pride.
On this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
We just got done with the parade, and if you didn't catch it, go back online and listen to Live at the Parade. You would think you were there. It was so great. Anyway, we're about to do some interviews and get people and find out why they're here.
That's right. Here we go.
And we're here at Pride, live from Pride, and we are talking to Connie, Con for short. How you doing, Con?
I'm doing great. This is fantastic. I can't believe I'm in Guerneville at the Pride Day. I've been here since Friday at Triple R Hotel. It's been fantastic. Having a fun time with a friend's 50th birthday, and this is our bonus. We're all lesbians, so it's like, wow, we didn't know it was Pride Weekend in Guerneville.
So where do you come from?
I come from Sacramento, from Elk Grove and Sacramento County, and I'm here with a friend, and my friends are from the East Bay, Oakland, and one person from L.A., and people from all over Sonoma County and East Bay and everywhere in California.
Thank you so much, Connie.
Thank you so much, and have a great Pride. Happy Pride.
So we're here with Linda, and hi, Linda, how you doing?
I am fine.
Thank you for coming out today. We were just wondering, you know, we're asking people, why are you here?
Well, because Pride's extremely important to me and has been since the 70s. I was in the parades in the 70s.
What parades?
In Chicago. I was in the parade when we didn't get a permit. We took over the streets. I was in the parade when they didn't report it in the newspapers because there were blackouts reporting-wise. So some of the things that happened, there was no record of because they would edit them out of the papers.
Wow, that's very interesting. So you go from Chicago to here in Guerneville, three blocks long. What do you think about today's parade?
It was an excellent parade. I mean, there were so many entries. They were exciting. I was really happy to see Jill Ravitch in the parade because she's dealing with some situations. And I like seeing... they were really just so colorful and fun and music and dancing and the costuming and the dykes on bikes. It was great.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Hey, 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 look who do we have here. Jean, it's been forever. What's up on this beautiful day?
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Why are you here today, Jean?
I am celebrating Pride. This is the best time to celebrate the diversity that we live in and celebrate us as the gay community, the LGBTQ
etc. Right on. Thank you so much for being here and sharing that with us. Have a good one.
All right, we have.
Hi, I'm Jordan. here at Sonoma County Pride, showing off my pride. Let everybody know that we're here. It's important for gay rights to still be out there and for people to see us.
It's so great to see you. You have some beautiful blue and red beads on against a beautiful red shirt. You're so vibrant today.
Well, thank you. It's my Rob of Amsterdam shirt.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. Happy Pride.
Okay, we have Lupe here. How you doing on this beautiful Sunday?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Nice to see you and your family. And who are you?
Tama.
Tama. Nice to meet you. Your wife. Wonderful.
So,
and your boys. Hi, boys. How you doing? Want to say hello? Hello?
He wants to eat it.
Yeah. Want to say hello? Hi?
No.
No? Okay. It's okay. So what brings you out today?
Family outing.
Someplace to take the boys and have them walk around and meet everybody.
Wonderful. Did you see the parade?
No,
you didn't? Oh.
In traffic.
Oh, no. It was so beautiful. Well, we talked about it all on the radio. So you want to listen in? Listen in. Have a wonderful time, you guys.
Right,
nice seeing you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now we have another interview. We have...
I'm Bree.
Hey, Bree. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What brings you here today?
I'm here supporting the LGBT community.
And did you see the parade? What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was awesome.
Because?
I wish there was a little bit more music, but when the music came around, it was awesome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by, Bree.
This is Greg Moralia here, live at Sonoma County Pride with Sharon Dye, and I'm here with Reverend John Torres. John, how are you today?
Great, great. How are you doing?
So what do you think about this new format of Pride with the festival here in the square and the parade?
I like it for the accessibility. It seems like if it's right downtown, I mean, people that are challenged could be able to access it instead of going down to the field and by the river and whatnot. And it's small, like Guerneville, but it's great to see the whole gamut of different nonprofits, churches, food, face-to-face, and yeah, it's great.
And Kaiser's here today, right?
Yeah, I marched this year in the Kaiser, our Kaiser contingency, and you know, we show our colors. We're Kaiser employees. We're proud. We're out. We're supported by Kaiser, and it's a great place.
I love it, and I love the T-shirt. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride to you.
Hi, and we are here with...
Hi, this is Barbara Boy.
Hey, Barbara, and...
And Ellie Hoffman.
And Ellie, Barbara and Ellie. So, you guys are here at Pride. Tell me, what's going on with you today? How come you're here?
Well, we have a place up here in Guerneville, and we're a gay couple, and... You know, we're so used to the big celebrations in the San Francisco area, and I think it's important to recognize Pride is everywhere, and gays are everywhere, and to support our local community.
Fantastic. Wow. So you're up from the city then, eh?
Yeah, we actually live in the East Bay.
All right. Well, so glad to have you here. Ellie, what do you have to say?
I love how Guerneville Pride is like the polar opposite of San Francisco as far as scope, but the spirit is the same and the energy is just as wonderful, but it's really fun to experience it in this small town, more intimate way. So, and we just love Western Sonoma County. We're thrilled to have Pride here.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Hey, hey, look what we have here at our table, two youngsters. So let's start with you. What's your name?
My sister.
Oh, you want to start with your sister first? Okay, what's your name?
Bina.
Bina? That's cute. What's your brother's name? Are you going to say your own name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, wow. So you guys having fun today? Tell me.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
So what's the favorite thing you like today?
Going to the park.
Oh, going to the park. And what about you?
Gabriel?
What about you, Gabriel?
Going to here.
Oh, coming here. Isn't that sweet, Greg? And who do we have standing next to you? Who's that?
Mom. My mom.
Your mom? And she's reading something important, huh? So you guys have a great old time. So let's talk to your mom for a minute. Mom, so what's up? How are you doing? How are you enjoying this beautiful day?
I'm loving it and having a good time here today.
Thank you. And your name?
Brooke.
Brooke, nice to meet you and your family. Thank you.
So that's it for tonight, Di.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, my gosh. It was such a wonderful day. Wonderful,
wonderful
show.
Wonderful day.
And we want you to know that you, too, can be living proof that you can be visible.
Visible
and vibrant and member of our community. Until next month.
Until next month.
Good night.
Into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. And you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done today to make you feel around? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel? Make your